Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Daytime After Dog. This is Carly. Welcome, everyone, to the show tonight. It's Friday the 28th, and tonight we have a very special guest. I'm very excited because I was a big-time fan of him when he was on Days of Our Life, and he's not on Days of Our Life anymore, which broke my heart in two when he died. I cried, people. I cried tears. And how he died in a bloody mess. Well, for everyone who knows what I'm talking about, or who doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about Steve Blackwood, and he played Bart on Days of Our Life, and he was one of Stefano DeMira's little huntsmen, and, you know, he also, you know, worked with Tony, too. And so, and he was also on... You know, he's been on so many things, you guys. You will recognize him, like Days of Our Life, Dudley Amy, NYPD Blue, Silk Stocking, Dr. Quinn, and he's been in some movies. So let me bring on Steve. Hello.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. You know, yeah, I cried when you died. I mean, when Bo died, I lost it. I'm like, okay, this should not be happening, you know.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much. All those very kind words. You know what? My mom cried, too. When I died in Stefano's arms, she cried. She thought I really died. And I got to tell you, Carly, I was so into the part that I was very sad, too, and I even cried a little because I lost a regular job.
Well, of course you're going to cry. Of course you're going to cry over that, but
I lost
think...
my character. I missed Bart. He was a funny character, and I miss it. And I was appreciative of Days of Our Lives for letting me be a comedy character on the show for 10 years. That was really nice of them to let me do that.
Well, it wasn't nice of them in letting you go. I mean, come on. I did not appreciate that one bit. You know, I thought you and Wolf, yeah, I think. You know, you guys were comedy for that show. I mean, you and, you know, Stefano and the whole thing, you guys were all comedy back then. I mean, both was comedy, and it's just like letting you go like that. You know, I'm sorry, Days of Our Life, you screwed up.
Well, you go get them, Carly. They wanted to go in a different direction. I have to tell you that I love doing the comedy with Rolf, and especially with Will Uche, and especially with Teo Penglass, who was a great partner, almost a great straight man, if you will, and he played the drama, and he loved what I was doing, and he encouraged me to keep doing what I was doing, and he just was a swell guy, and I know he's on General Hospital now playing Victor, and I wish him the very best, and everybody should watch when Teo's on General Hospital. Absolutely.
Well, I just had him on last week.
Good.
I had, Theo was on here last week, and, you know, would you ever want to go back in the daytime drama field? I mean, you could go back on Days. I mean, come on. If Stefano can die 48,000 times, you know, Bob can come back.
The Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Well, Mike, you're right. My evil twin never came back. We thought, Lori and I were talking about this, we thought it would be funny if my evil twin, Bert came back. And Bert,
yes,
and
he's right.
Bert, but he's not as dumb as Bart was, and he's smart, and he's going to spill the secrets of the DeMira Mansion. But, you know, I live in Boston, in the Boston area now, and I wrote a book called The Steve Blackwood Sessions, and I'm going to do a book signing April 9th in Framingham, Mass. So all you East Coast people, come to Framingham, Massachusetts at the Barnes & Noble, April 9th, 7 to 9 o'clock. And I teach acting here, and I'm about to do a new play in Boston. I've been meeting a lot of great film directors looking over projects. So I couldn't be happier being out here. And this is my home now. So it would be difficult for me to relocate back to California, especially with my wife and daughter enjoying themselves so much here as well.
Probably not, but I mean, come on, don't you want to leave Boston? Come on, after all the weather you have this year with the snow. I mean, come on, snow. You have so much snow. And,
we had it. It was awful. I hear,
exactly.
And, you know, I was in Michigan for 4 years right before this, but I heard Michigan got the worst winter too. But, yeah, it was awful. I was shoveling snow most of the winter, and we just had a nice day today, and we think spring, we're all praying that spring is finally here. But it has been one long winter, that's for sure. Where do you live, Carly?
In Seattle. So
in Seattle,
Yeah, we
and
did
the
rain.
Weather, how's the weather there today?
Today is nice, but, you know, all weekend it's supposed to rain. You know, it's all it ever does here is rain. Seattle
yeah,
rains,
congratulate
people.
Congratulate you on your foot. Are you a Seattle Seahawks?
Yes,
Super Bowl
yes.
That was so great. I'm a big football fan, and I'm really happy that your football team won. But I miss days, and I miss the family that you know that we had there. There was you know, and when you're in the makeup room, and there's Allie and Joe and all the guys, you know, and Brian DiTillo, and it was all great. I loved hanging with them when we went to events. And fan events, you know, and Salem, Illinois would do that event every year. And that's what I miss most about Days of Our Lives is like, you know, when they killed me off, Carly, it was like I was dying from my family, which was
mm-hmm.
part of my second family there. And but I wish them well, and I know they got picked up for a couple more years. And, you know, I'm on to my own thing now. In fact, I noticed you were mentioning the TV shows I did. I don't know
yeah.
if you know that I've been doing movies since I left Days, and I did Machine Gun Preacher, had a nice scene with Gerard Butler, and
oh, cool.
Cedar Rapids with Ed Helms and from The Office, and other movies. I got one coming out this fall called Beyond the Mask with John Rhys Davies.
What is that about?
And that's about the plot to kill George Washington, believe it or not, there was a
wow.
hidden plot to kill George Washington. It didn't make it, obviously, but, you know, I'm one of the bad guys. I'm one of the guys that are expatriates, if you will, that are out to kill George Washington. And so John Rhys Davies is a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. So it's typecasting. I was a bad guy on Days. I'm still a bad guy. I can't seem to shake that.
Well,
I'm
going to
be a good guy one day.
No, I didn't think about as such, you know, a bad, bad guy. I mean, I thought, you know, he was this, you know, okay, he was kind of bad. But he had good moments. And, you know, I didn't think he was so bad. You know, I thought Wolf was better than both. So I'm like, oh,
well,
okay.
Well, I had a conscience. And
yes, and he... And Wolf never did. You did. At least you feel bad for what you were doing, see?
Yeah, I tried to give the character three dimensions, and on the other hand, he definitely was on the side of doing what Teo wanted him to do, Tony wanted him to do, or Joe, but I definitely tried to, you know, I mean, they wrote the part, Carly, where he was supposed to come on for 3 days, and be the yes man to Stefano. We were going to build a secret room to hide Susan way back
Oh,
in
that's
the day.
Right, yep.
When Eileen Davidson was on back then, you know. And
yeah.
So, and she was playing a dual character. She was playing Goofy Susan, and she was playing the
yep.
other role she played. And so I took that role, and I messed around with the writing. I asked the writers, can I change a line here, and can I make this guy not just a yes or no, sir, but maybe have a conscience or maybe not be the smartest guy, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer. And they said, absolutely, you know, because they could use all the help they could get. They're trying to crank out a script a day. So, you know, anything, any creative input they took from me, and people like Vic Gianella and all these wonderful guys, writers, were like my favorites over there. When I ever saw, I saw them at an event, a day's event, I always thanked them profusely because they let me do my thing. And that was great, because if I'd have just been a yes man minion to Stefano, I wouldn't have lasted 10 years because there's nothing interesting in that. So I thought, I love comedy. I love Jack Lemmon. I love Cary Grant. Those are my idols, Peter Sellers. And so I wanted to do that on television, and thank God for Dave's, for letting Dave, the Dave's writers, for letting me do that.
I mean, yeah, and, you know, now, you know, the daytime, you know, we only deal with four soaps, and thank God Dave's is one of them, because I cannot imagine Dave's ever going off. But now that you finding yourself in movies and doing more plays, is it harder to do movies and plays, or was it easier doing the soap? Because,
it's,
I mean,
it's easier to do the films and the plays, believe it or not, than the soap, because the soap, you had very little time to get it right. Whereas a movie, like back in a few years ago, I did a movie called Ed Gein at the same time I was doing Days of Our Lives, and they let me get 5 or 6 or 7 takes on the movie set to try to get it right, playing this. I played a good guy in that one, trying to get Ed Gein, played by Steve Railsback. But in the television, you get 1, maybe 2 takes now. I hear now it's literally down to 1 take.
Yeah.
And if there's a fluff or a mistake, they keep it in because they're trying to crank out an episode or two a day. And it always seemed rushed to me. I wish we had more time to get it right. And in movies you can, and in plays you've got a month and a half rehearsal just to do a 2-hour play. So what I did miss doing television and not doing stage, because I was too busy to do plays at the time, was the live reaction. Because I love to hear the laughs. If it's funny, cameramen can't laugh, or the director can't laugh, because they'll blow the take if they do. So, but on stage, which I'm going to do a comedy in about a month here in Boston, you can hear the reaction. I did Boeing, this comedy in Michigan, and you hear the live reaction. And for me as an actor, there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like it. It's like having a love affair with the audience live. And in television, you can't do that. You can only hope it looks good on camera, and you can't go home and say, I wish I could have done this different or something. But on stage, it's like, that's it. You're walking a tightrope. So it's a lot of fun. My preference is stage, but I got to make a living, so I do movies and the television.
How was your movie doing, Dog Eat Dog? What was that about? I mean, it was an independent film. I like the title of it. The title sounds dirty. Dog Eat Dog. I'm like, okay.
Well, I've done a couple of independent movies like Dog Eat Dog and Misled. And I'll just say that I did them and they're finished. So I wouldn't recommend. I didn't really enjoy those two experiences. I got spoiled by professional writers, and I don't think that those projects were professional. So I'll try to move on from there. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your book? The Blackwood series, what is that all about?
It's the Steve Blackwood Sessions, and it's all about what I learned as an actor from the great acting teachers that I studied with, like Uta Hagen in New York and Milton Katsalas in Los Angeles, both wonderful, you know, very much Stanislavski-based method acting, and I learned so much from them. So it's sort of a hybrid of what I learned from Uta and Milton. I talk about technique. I give a specific example of how that applies when I'm doing work on television or film. And I also, what's the great part about the book is that I I transcribed from my earlier sessions in Michigan my work with actors doing scenes for me for my master class. I have a master class here in Boston. I had one in Detroit. Still going on, by the way. The wonderful Pam Johnson is teaching it. And I verbatim, it is my dialogue with the actors after they do a scene from Prisoner of Second Avenue or Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I talk about their flinches, what they could have done better, what they did do well, and I get a little bit into their psychology, because a lot of time as an actor, we are treated like second-class citizens by people that don't know the craft, that it's a very honorable craft. And a lot of times actors will be hanging around friends that say, how are you going to make a living? What's that acting stuff? Isn't that just goofing around? And isn't that a hobby? And I always say to my students, get away from those people as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And get serious about your work if you believe in that. If you don't, then do what you're going to do, be a salesman or whatever. But if you're an actor, it's very noble. Give 110%. And get those voices, whether they're in your head from your parents in the past or from friends that are telling you you can't make it now, get them out, because the odds, get those voices out. Leave, find new friends if you have to. But definitely get rid of the suppressive forces and free yourself up, because we have enough trouble getting work. 90% of us are unemployed, according to the SAG records, you know, statistics. So it's an uphill battle as it is without having anybody else bring us down. We need to support each other and have the people around us supportive as well.
Exactly.
Okay,
and,
I'm off my soapbox now.
No, I like your soapbox. You could be on your soapbox all night and I would not care. I mean, come on.
Okay, good.
I mean, you know, so do you like teaching the acting classes?
What I'm doing in Boston is that I've got two master classes, one in Lawrence, Mass., and one in Newburyport, where I live. Wonderful local actors that all of them are wonderful. But when I look for students in my acting class, it's not so much about the talent. It's about the work ethic. It's about being professional, being on time. You know, if you have a rehearsal with your partner, you know, showing up on time for that, not being unprofessional in any way, shape, or form. I'd rather have a student with a better attitude than one with all the talent and thinks that they're, you know, better than God, if you will. I don't need that in my class. We're all trying to work together. In fact, what's interesting, Carly, is that when I do teach the classes, I also bring in local filmmakers, directors, writers,
ooh,
and have them see my actors' work to try to get down the road a film made, a play done by one of their by one of our guests. Basically, try to form a collaboration between the actor and the writer and the filmmaker, and so that we all become an ensemble, if you will. We all become a group, a la the group theater in New York. Harold Klerman started that. Uta Hagen was actually part of. Her group was my model for that. And it's working out. My actors have met these directors. They're actually doing some projects. Some of them have gotten paid work, some not paid work. And we're going to do a showcase of all of our work in June. And I'm more excited about teaching in their classes than anything else right now. I love acting, but this is very much a part of my life. And as I said, I'm looking very much forward to our book signing. I hope anybody in the New England area, even New York, comes up. What I'm going to be doing at the Framingham Barnes & Noble in Framingham, Mass., is I'm going to actually have a live microphone and a backdrop, and I'm going to be doing a live masterclass in the store from 7
cool.
to 9 on April 9th on Wednesday. And the first 30 people that buy the book are going to get a lesson from me, whether they act or not.
Oh, okay. This
if they
is
want.
Be
no,
really...
If they want. If they don't, they're too shy. That's all right. But they are, they have the option to get a free acting lesson. I'll bring some sides. We'll read some scripts. And of course, we're trying to get the local college actors in the area to come out as well. We've got all kinds of wonderful colleges, as you know, in Boston. And we're trying to get them to come out. I actually taught at Endicott, and I'm hoping to get some of our students from Endicott and Wheaton and Bentley and all the colleges around to come. And because I think it's really important that a young actor gets a good base, and I think my book is a good base for them, just like Uta Hagen's Respect for Acting book was a good base for me to go off of.
Well, that is really cool. Well, we better take some calls because I do not want people to get mad at me. That will not be good. 207.
I would never get mad at you. I would never get mad at
no,
you.
No, I mean, people might feel angry at me for, yeah, for not letting you, you know, you talk to them.
Right.
207, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Steve, hello, it's your friend Kelly Sweeney. How are you?
Good, Kelly. How are you?
Well, I'm up past my bedtime, and I wanted to call in and say hello and say how proud I am of you, and welcome to New England.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Kelly, you and my neighbors and all these people, Carly, I've only been here in the town 8 months, and already it feels like home because they've welcomed me with open arms. They said, go ahead and teach at our college. Go ahead and teach do a workshop, do a master class. And as you know or may not know, I'm a singer, and Kelly came all the way from
York, Maine.
To,
yes.
To come and see me sing at this place called Oregano's in my town, Newburyport. We're doing open mic. I'm doing a gig on Sunday and Tuesday. Come on out, March 30th and April 1st. And she's just wonderful. She brought her, you know, I talked to her mom on the phone, and it's just like, it just feels like home to me. I've never met a nicer group of people than I have.
Not to embarrass you, though, Steve, but what he did, and he's not saying, is my mom was very, very ill, and he took the time between sets to come on the phone. She was in the hospital, and to speak with her. My mom was a huge fan. She knew him as Bart on Days of Our Lives, playing with Teo. And he was so kind. He came right over, and I said, would you say hi to my mom? In an instant, he got right on the phone, and he said, I'm Steve Blackwood. How are you, Lana?
It was lovely to talk to. Thank you so much, Kelly. And your sister, how's she feeling today?
My Facebook status tonight is my mom actually had the first tiny, tiny walk today out of the house, which was huge.
Yay.
And it's the best birthday gift for me. My birthday is tomorrow, so Steve is about
birthday.
To sing happy birthday to me. And
I'm going to sing happy birthday to Kelly right now.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Happy birthday to you.
You rock that. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. But no, seriously, thanks what you did for my mom. You know, she's going through a bad time, and she's doing so much better.
That's great. Thank you so much.
And again, you know, we are so happy to have you here in New England. You are wonderful. Your humor is fabulous. I mean, I've told you that. I look at all the things you post on Facebook, and you're the real deal, and I think that's fabulous.
Thank you so much. Wow, you guys are making my night. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Now, you guys move on to somebody else because this poor girl is so past my bedtime.
I'm going to bed.
I wanted to stay up.
Happy
Thank you guys so much.
Happy
Take
birthday.
Care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, she's such a doll. I mean, they got some these people that come from Maine, they come from New Hampshire to my gigs, and my actors come from, I mean, we got actors driving in from Rhode Island to come to Newburyport, Mass., which is a hike. And it's just, it's very flattering. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for making that effort.
Cool. Well, we have another call.
Great.
718, you're on the air.
Hello, Steve. It's Lori.
Hi,
Lori. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. So I'm just calling in as a fan. I wanted to ask you a question about, not about your acting, but about your singing after hearing that wonderful birthday rendition,
okay.
which was like Marilyn Monroe singing to JFK, except it was...
except the sexes were reversed. I understand what you're trying to say, Lori.
You know, I know how much you're into your music. You know, I see all these interviews, and you just rattle off, you know, all these musical influences, singers and composers.
Right.
How did you get into singing? You know, I know Frank Sinatra is a big influence of yours. I was just curious. You know, what got you into loving jazz and the blues and everything that you do with your music?
Well, when I went to New York to study with Uta Hagen, I hooked up with a fella from a New York hotel. We were both staying, and I was about to get thrown out. He goes, you can stay here with me. And his name was Dave Corvus, and he played guitar, and he was a wonderful blues guitarist. And I started singing blues with him at a local coffee house on the Upper West Side near Columbia. And then we started forming our own band, The Business of Blues, and so I started off as a blues singer with all these, and we ended up, you know, playing with Buddy Guy and Junior Wells and all these wonderful people at places like Lone Star in New York. And then I realized I love the blues, I still do, but I also love the songs that I used to listen to on my mom's stereo, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, Nat King Cole, Brooke Bessie is a big influence for me, people with soul, you know, and that reach across and tell stories with their songs. And so that's what started getting into was the blues. And then I branched off into songs that I love from, I mean, I was this type of guy, and I'm dating myself, in the 70s, where my friends were into Led Zeppelin, and I was, you know, listening to Louis Prima on my mom's stereo in the back room. So there, you know, I guess I was always just an old soul, a throwback to the 50s. And so in my act now, I do the blues, and I do the old songs, and combine that with an open mic, and we have a fun night all around. Great question, Lori. Thanks for asking that.
Oh, sure. And I also wanted to ask, can you tell us anything about this new play that you're going to be doing at the Boston?
Yes, it's called Stuck. It's going to be at the Platform Playwrights. God, I just got the gig today. Boston Platform Playwrights Ensemble. And it's going to be at a theater in Commonwealth on Commonwealth in Boston. And I don't know where Commonwealth is. You guys, somebody will tell me on Facebook tonight. And we're going to do it on June 5th, 6th, and 7th. All the best Boston playwrights get their plays done at this festival. And I'm honored to be doing one by David Sussman, one of our local actors, writers here in Newburyport. And my partner's Teresa Spaulding, who's one of my students, who's a terrific actress. And so I got a great director named Jack Rushton who's directing it. Not his piece, David Sussman's piece. This thing is the funniest thing I've read since Boeing that I did at Michigan. It's hilarious, Lori. You're going to have to come up and see it somehow from New York. Lori's an old friend of mine and Carly's. She's done so much work for me. I want to say this publicly on Facebook and editing my tapes and reels. And she's just, you know, my right-hand woman, not right-hand man, right-hand woman. She's just great, great. And I can't thank you enough, Lori. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to say that right now.
I would be lost without Lori, too. So, you know. Steve, I know what you mean. Lori is one of the greatest, I don't know, PR or whatever you call it, to work with ever. She's just easy going, tries her best. I mean, I'm sorry, you should be everyone's PR in daytime, Lori, because You make everything so
easy. Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, you're such a doll, Carly. Thank you for having me as a guest tonight. Thank you, Lori. Thanks, Kelly, for calling in, and everybody for listening. And I'd love to come back and do it again sometime.
Oh, yes, I would love to have you. Lori knows how to get a hold of me. So, yeah, you all will come back every week if you could, see.
I don't know about every week, but down the road, I got a lot on my plate now. But thank you for having me, Carly. It's been a ball. It's been a ball. Thank you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Have a great night.
You too. And say and hello, everybody. Hello, Days fans. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening in tonight.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lori, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello.
Okay. Okay. No, I. Yeah. So thank you, and I will get
you.
In touch with you. Yeah, I will get in touch with you this weekend.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah,
and
I enjoyed the interview with Teo last weekend, and the interview tonight with Steve was a lot of fun. And thank you for everything you do. A good show.
Thank you, and people. There's a swamp lady in the room that's saying hi, Lori, so swamp lady.
Hi, swamp
so.
Lady. How are you?
Yeah. Okay,
she's
thank
my
you.
Friend Cindy. She would call in, but she's a little
yeah,
hoarse,
yeah,
so
I'm
but...
Cindy, yeah. Yeah,
yeah
okay,
yeah.
We'll have a great weekend, too.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but have a
okay.
great rest of the show. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Hello. You're on the air with me.
Hi, Callie.
Hello. So how are you?
I miss Steve. I was too late.
I know, but he only could do it for half an hour, so, you know. But he's coming back, so he said he would be back, so. Yeah, which makes me happy.
What a nice guy he is.
Exactly, and, you know, it was a really fun interview, and, you know, I probably won't. I've been having interviews for the last 3 weeks, so I think next week I won't have an interview, but who knows? Who knows with me lately? So tonight I want to talk about all the soaps. Well, I haven't watched Y&R Abode. I haven't watched General Hospital from today. But I watched Days of Our Life last night, so, you know, I have watched some, just not all. So, Kathy, what has been your take on this week? Because this whole look thing is upsetting me, and I want to know what's really going on, and I think it's either Phase On or Jerry in the Mask.
I think it's Bill Eckert.
See, I don't, because I mean, I saw him die. I was watching him back then. I saw him die.
But it's a soap. People come back from the dead.
Well, true, and I guess we are going to have to wait and see, because my...
Now, the only reason... Now, Faison, would he call his daughter a hot piece of ass?
No, you're right.
He probably wouldn't say that. And then some people think it's Anthony Zakara, but...
You know, but I don't think Luke himself would ever want to take Sunny down. They are best friends. You know, they
oh, no,
are in-laws.
It's not Luke. It's not
no,
Luke.
No, Luke would not do this to him. I mean, Luke did not even like... he did not even like Julian when, you know, in Ruby's Killies, whatever we are calling Ruby Killies. What's not? Remember when he came in and so hold on, we have another call. 760, you're on the air.
Hi, Samantha.
Oh, okay. Hi, Samantha. No, you usually. you know, I've never really seen your error code, but hi, welcome to my crazy show. Sorry. So what did you think the whole Luke thing, Samantha?
Luke? Oh,
Be nice.
I'm enjoying it because I love watching Anthony Geary pretend to be somebody else. It's really fun. Because I know it's not Luke, so for me it's really fun to watch.
I'm kind of hoping it's
Bill Eckhart, only because I'm kind of tired of all the plastic surgery and fake masks and stuff. But if it's not Bill, I don't know who it could be.
I keep thinking it could be Jerry. It could very well be. I keep thinking going back to Jerry, and you know, I mean, we don't know what happened.
The only reason I don't think it's Jerry is that he's a little too relaxed about Julian being with Alexis. And we all remember Julian loves Alexis, so I don't think he'd be really happy about that. Plus, I think Sebastian could still come back if it's a mask. But I get this feeling that Sebastian might be coming back soon for a stint, so.
And it's the way this Luke is a womanizer. Jerry wasn't that. This person is,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I don't remember Bill Eckhart so much, but these people,
well,
Anthony was
the kind of the only person that talked like that I can remember.
Right.
So.
Right.
That.
It kind of rules out Faison. He wouldn't say that to his daughter.
No.
No, exactly.
No.
That'd be beyond creepy.
No, that's
sick.
No, that's, if that happened, then I'm not saying, you know, it's Faison. No, I'm just, love look or not, people look would never, you know, do that to Sonny, number one. He would never go do that.
Well, we know
one.
It's not Luke, though.
Yeah,
we all
exactly.
Know it's not Luke.
So,
that's not even the point. The point is now apparently we're going to see Luke at Miscavige with Heather, so everyone will know for sure that it's not Luke. But
if anyone
thinks this is Luke, they're not paying attention.
Exactly, but when did you read or when did you know that Luke will be with Heather at Miscavige, though? Yeah. When did you?
I think it was either on General Hospital Happenings or whatever, but it was like I can't remember now what section it was in. But anyway,
I
know Heather's coming back, and I have a feeling Heather, because she knows she loves Luke. She loves Luke.
She's obsessed with him.
Yeah, she's probably got him in like. She's probably got him all bound and gagged.
Oh my God!
Probably scared for his poor life.
Oh, poor Luke. I mean, God, if I was trapped by Heather Webber, I would, yeah. Whoever is trapped by that crazy lunatic, you know, I feel sorry for them, so.
I love Luke, so, I mean, to me, this is just fun. And I have a feeling Anthony Geary probably had something to do with this, because he always likes playing a different character, so.
And we have another call, 781, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hey, what's up?
Yay, Karen's here. Yay.
Hey.
Hi,
how
Karen.
How you doing? Hi, Kathy. Everybody's there, huh? How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good?
Peachy.
Was your interview good?
Yeah, it was really good. Did you like it, you two? Samantha and Kathy, did you like it?
It was very
good.
So, and Steve said he will come back again, Karen, so I'm, like, having a really good night. So,
oh, good.
Talk, Yeah, but we are talking about this whole look thing. So what is your opinion on it?
Oh, God.
I know.
I don't know. This week I thought for a little while it was Faison because of Luke tugging his ear and Faison tugged his ear. And I was pretty convinced, but then when, you know, I saw a lot of posts of people saying when, you know, he wouldn't have made those kind of comments about his daughter if that was Faison, then that sort of threw me off. And now I'm back on maybe it's Jerry Jacks.
You know, I said that, too, about Jerry Jacks.
I don't know. I'm kind of stunned.
And Kathy thinks it's Bill Eckhart. And I'm not sure about that, but I'm not going to, you know, tell people that Kathy could be right on this. I mean, see, Barry could be, which would be a first for me to be wrong on my suspicion, and that would break my little heart. But I've been wrong before. I am in that. But I don't know.
That means Bill Eckhart would have never died, right? Because we, as far as we know, he died.
Well, unless someone, you know, froze him too and brought him back from the dead.
Maybe he's at that same clinic with Robin and with Jason, and maybe he's at that same clinic. Who knows? You know.
Yeah, and I'm so sick of all these comments about this whole recast of Jason. I don't think it will never happen. What do you guys think?
Oh, I hope to God not. I don't know. They're talking about it a lot. I don't know. I can't accept the Jason cast, you know?
I think it'll happen eventually. I just don't think it's going to happen for a long time. That's all. I think it might happen after Kimberly comes back again, but I doubt it. I doubt it's going to happen anytime soon.
And
if he never, ever comes back, they probably have to recast because the character's too important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve's not coming back, but they'll probably recast him.
But today was the last day of Song Kanan on the No Hospital. He taped his last... he taped his final scene today, so, you know,
oh,
it's only about 8 days. 8 days
yeah.
In Song King. Yeah, he taped
his
last.
Up?
He woke up.
Yes. I didn't see today.
Today he taped his final scene. Today's scene's on the show, Warren.
Yeah,
his final scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then he's still
going to
have more to go, yeah.
Yeah, and yesterday was very interesting, but I'm afraid to get into this territory.
Enter it.
Hey.
Which territory?
The territory that
could
be
called... They have a lot of dangerous territories, huh?
I was going to say, there could be a few.
We could make a list, huh? We could make a list, Samantha, huh?
We can't talk about that.
Do you want to talk about Britt or AJ?
Oh, okay, no. If we talk about
we can't
Britt,
really talk about that.
No. But I will just say that when Carly kind of went off on AJ in his sleep yesterday, I feel proud of my girl. That's all I'm going to say about that. All I'm going to say.
Proud of her.
Yeah. Yep. Karen, did you see it?
No, I was out all day yesterday, today, and I'm at my brother's now on my cell phone, so I did not see yesterday and today's general.
Well, let's put it this way. You would be proud of her too, Ken. So
yeah, what would she do?
She kind of yelled at AJ in a coma and kind of woke him up and said some stuff, and it was really good. I mean, I know Samantha and Kathy disagreed with me, but once you see the scene, let me know because I thought it was terrific.
Was that the thing that woke him up?
Yep.
Yeah. He woke up because she was bitching at him.
Yeah,
it was like he had to wake up because he had to listen to her and fight that. No,
and the whole thing is. Out of all the people he could have woke up to, out of all the people,
oh,
it had to be Carly. Pisses me off. All the people he could have woke
off.
Up to.
It doesn't piss
well,
me
it's
off.
Well,
I find him really funny. I find him really
funny.
It's
not funny.
I find it funny, but not in the same way you do.
Well, okay, but I do find it funny. Karen, after you watch it, then, let me know what you think.
Okay, I have no opinion yet because I didn't see yesterday or today, so
yes.
I got those to watch over the weekend. But, yeah, I'll let you know. Was Michael there when he woke up?
No, unfortunately not.
Now, if that's the person I wish was in the room when he woke up today, and I wish AJ told Michael what he told Carly.
Oh, what did he tell him about the shooter? About Sonny shooting him?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, he didn't get the whole thing out. He got out that it was Sonny that shot him, and all he got out was because of Ava, but he didn't say why. Like, he didn't get out the connection. Just because of Ava.
So now, even Carly still does not know that Ava killed Connie.
No.
Exactly.
Nope. Oh, that's aggravating. Yeah, because that's been going on and on and on and on. Which we might never find out if she's going to stay on the show, Which I love her. She's a good actress. But she's a bad character.
Exactly. What do you guys think of Dave and the whole Nick thing?
Oh, I hate Nick.
Nick is gross.
I mean, Nick needs to die.
Nick, really, I went off the show. It's even too aggravating to watch. And watching Gabby be so stupid is even more aggravating.
And she's leaving soon, right? So it should be better once she's gone. Then we don't have to listen to her. He's changed.
Changed. Yeah, that's all we hear.
Okay, by the time he gets kidnapped her like he did Melanie, then she'll know he didn't change.
What?
Or something bad's going to happen, Something bad I would think's going to happen.
But no, you said about Melody. What?
No, I was bringing out how crazy he got out. How he got with Melody. Something.
To
a high point like that before she leaves, then that stupid idiot will finally know that he didn't change. I don't know how she's gonna leave, but I figured something bad would have to happen before that point.
Well, I am so sick of her. I am so sick of Gabby right now. I just want to punch her.
I mean, especially.
I said Gabby. She needs to go. As long as she's gone. I mean, it's so stupid. And if I was Sammy, I would just punch her.
I like Abby. I like.
No, Gabby. No, I don't like Gabby either, but I mean Gabby. I mean, Sammy and that other what's-her-face, they've protected her, basically.
Exactly.
They all run around town covering up for her. And so she does this to them all? I would just,
Kate and Samantha put their lives on the line. They could have gone to jail, for her, and this is how they get paid
back.
Exactly. I read that the bird watcher. I read that he could be working for Stefano. Did anybody hear that?
Oh, God, don't say that, but no. I haven't heard.
Who has the pitches? Who has those pitches?
I wonder. I keep thinking,
but now I don't know. Maybe Stefano. Because Stefano talked to the doctor the day to tell Abby she wasn't pregnant, so he's connected somehow.
Yes. Someone has those pictures.
Someone has those pictures.
Well, they may come out before Sammy and EJ get married. They may come out the day of the wedding, right before they get married.
Yeah. This will be another good wedding like Brady's and Kristen's.
Yeah. Nothing can top that.
So that was really like pivotal. That was so exciting.
That is the one after so Brady and Kristen's wedding that I saved on my TiVo just because I saw how funny it was and I still have it saved.
Oh, did you still save that? Yeah.
But no, this weekend I have to get serious, people, because I have so many shows to watch. And I'm serious.
Okay. I think I'm now almost 88% full. I mean, nothing will take next week if I don't want.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
So many shows.
I'm gonna tie myself to my bed this weekend. I know that sounds harsh, but you know I'm three weeks of Grace. I haven't watched Grace in 3 weeks. I am gonna just put the power to the metal and watch it. And I hope Grace has been good the last couple of weeks. Has it, Kathy? Have you watched it?
I didn't see this week's. My DVR has, I have tons of shows in there. I didn't see this
Welcome
week,
to
but it's
Allwood.
Been good.
Welcome to Allwood.
Are you
welcome to?
It gets overwhelming, Kathy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I have so many shows in my DVR. I don't know when I'm going to watch them. I have so many things. I feel under pressure.
And every time I look through it, it gets more loaded and I get more flipped out. But I don't want to delete the stuff because I haven't watched it, you know?
Isn't it supposed to be fun watching TV?
Yeah, it's
No. No, not anymore. No. I'm ordering a pizza tomorrow and I'm just going to watch everything because, you know, I might have to watch my Will and Grace 3 ones on. But Sunday I'm committed because I've been so bad lately and, you know, it's time. And, I think all of us should just lock our doors and get caught up with our shows and not leave the house until we are all caught up.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'd be caught up unless I was dead. But the thing more and more behind. But I think at least if I'm up to the current, I would feel better with the day and night shows. You know, I'm just too far behind right now. But
what about you, Samantha? What about you, Sam? You're behind you?
Well, I don't have a DVR, but I have a long queue on Hulu, so I still have a lot of shows to catch up on.
Oh, you have it on the Hulu.
I watch all the ones that have expiration dates on them, but the ones that don't expire, I leave for a while.
Mm.
So I just keep an eye on the expiration date. So it's not like I have to worry about clearing out my DVR or anything. So.
This week has not been good for me because I don't know if you guys heard about the mudslide here. Did you guys hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
okay, so. So every day they've been having this conference at 1 o'clock during Dames and G8s. And Thursday and Friday they didn't, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday they did. And, you know, I'm like, come on, people, do the conference at 6. And now they are finally going to 6. So I'm happy, but I don't think they are ever going to find all these people. So, and then I heard about you guys with the fire, so I'm like...
A lot of Days wasn't on today. Did you notice that, Kathy?
Yeah, I have to go to NBC.com tomorrow.
Why?
I had watched...
Why wasn't Days on?
Well, the news break about the, you know, they're honoring and talking about the fights, a couple of firemen that died.
We had several fire in Boston, a 9-1-1 fire, and two firemen were killed. It was definitely justified. It was definitely justified to have the news break, so I could understand that, but I have to go to NBC.com
tomorrow. You know what I mean? So this was an important episode.
But you know what? It could maybe it might be on a 305, you guys. Like, you know, sometimes they do the...
Yeah, I don't know. I called the station. They said no, because it aired enough, more than half aired, she said.
Oh.
Even if 5 minutes airs, they don't have to reshow it. But I think, maybe a half hour, 25, 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes showed. So they won't re-air it because they said they're backlogged with, I forget what's on now, is it basketball?
Uh-huh. I'm done with basketball. What and everyone thought about Borden the Beautiful and this whole Allie thing?
I like Allie.
Allie's crazy.
Allie's crazy, but there's something about her I like.
She's a good actress.
I think she's doing a good job. I like Allie. I do.
There's something, of course, she's wacky. She's off balance or something. And go probably from the childhood and a lot of things or something mentally off.
I'm not a big Wyatt fan. There's something about him I'm not crazy about. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something about Wyatt I'm not crazy about. Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying I like Liam with Hope because I don't. I'm not a Liam. I don't like Liam with Hope, but I like Liam by himself, and I liked his scenes this week without Hope. But I'm not that crazy about Wyatt and Hope either. There's something about Wyatt. He's cocky. He's arrogant. I'm not crazy about Wyatt, but I do like Allie.
The
story is yet. I like Wyatt with Hope better than Liam and Hope because that got too tiring.
Yep.
That was, dragged out too much and. I'd like to see Liam with someone new. It'd be exciting to start out with a different. It was so
I want Steffi back. I want Steffi back.
Isn't she doing
me too?
Is she
Karen? What'd you say, Karen? I couldn't.
Oh, I know. My reception sucks. I'm on the cell phone. Is she free to come back?
I haven't read she's doing anything. As far as I know. But
that would be good.
I say if she, I think she has to, I think either she has to come back or leave the show or something, or maybe they need a recast.
Maybe
a recast.
The only thing she was doing was that E! Network, she was doing this party on series.
And
on
that's
E!
Over.
It might have got renewed. I'm not sure, but
as far as I know, that was only a certain number of episodes.
Mm-hmm,
unless
yeah,
she does
so.
It again, but right now, If she's not coming back, then they need to recast because
she's
missing on that show, and I want Liam with Steffi. And
yeah, so
that's
why.
Right now, there's nothing for Liam, and he's
no,
a good actor, and I like the character without Hope.
Yeah, I like the character without Hope, too. Now let's get to the biggie that everybody's going to disagree on. Brooke, Bill, Katie, Ridge.
Oh, you just love bringing controversial subjects, don't you, Karen?
No. That's the biggest thing that everybody's passionate about on there. So,
well,
I know.
Well, actually, we skipped
I
the biggest.
I thought I was Samantha, since her and I don't know each other well. She'll be impartial. Samantha,
well,
what do you think?
Well, actually, we skipped the biggest biggie tonight, but.
What, you
I
mean the whole Brit thing?
What? Charlie loves Brit, and we just agree to disagree on that one, you know, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Karen is even disagreeing with me on that. So I've decided, okay, fine. If we all want to bring it up, fine. We agree or disagree, all of us, on this. And no one's saying
on
this.
What? Oh, if it's Bold and the Beautiful, I'll just let you guys.
No,
we were
going back to dinner hospital, and
oh,
I was going to say for people.
What do you two girls think? What do Kathy and, I know what you think, Kyle. You and I agreed to disagree.
I only know what Kathy thinks.
And what does Samantha think about Britt? Do you think it's an unforgivable act, or do you think Nick should forgive her? Or how do you feel, Samantha?
Well, I'm torn because I don't think it's necessarily unforgivable, but I don't think it's unforgivable. If he wasn't Lulu's brother, it might be different. But I think because Nick would do anything for his sister. He is her fiercest protector and always has been, and that's the part that makes it difficult. If Britt was with somebody who wasn't related to Lulu, especially her brother, it might be a little different. I can forgive her because I like the character. I mean, I don't need to forgive her. I mean, you know, but I can look past it and watch her go on to other storylines. It hasn't ruined the character for me. But as for Nick being with her in the future, I don't know. That's kind of iffy for me. So, and makes me sad. I was hoping they would have made it that Britt didn't know at all, so that she could still be with Nicholas down the road, because I like them. But it,
me too.
It kind of stretches the laws of the laws of believability that he would go back to her after what she did to his sister.
Because he
loves his sister, texts her no matter what. So,
right.
It's a hard one.
I mean, if we are going to really say, you know, yeah, this whole thing is bad, I would say, but, you know, there has been characters who've done worse stuff on the show, and I had never seen any zero time or anything. Sam would think, right there, Sam should have done zero time or, you know, the death chamber or something. Not you, Samantha, Sam on the new hospital.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just didn't want you to think I wanted you for the death chamber, see? I'm trying to be good. This is where I come down on it. You know, everyone has made a mistake on that. So, everyone. I don't think Ava will see the light of day for killing Connie. You know? So, Britt, you know, yeah, it was bad, but I'm still voting for Nick and Britt. There. I said, you know, people
well,
come out.
Ava
that's
did
fine
so
if you
fine.
Want to root for them. I'm just saying it's probably not in Nicholas's character to
exactly
go with somebody
right.
who hurt his sister so badly. Now, that doesn't mean I can't see. I like Britt's character. I've liked her. I haven't liked her since she first came on the show. Actually, I hated her when she first came on the show. But ever since we found out who her parents are and how she's kind of messed up. But the thing is that she knew what was happening. Sometimes it's a little thing called personal responsibility. She knew what was happening. It was a bad thing to do. Now, that doesn't mean she's not viable as a character anymore. It just means that there's going to be a lot of people that are never going to like her. And that might also eventually include your favorite Carly, because Carly loves her cousin. So, I mean, I'm just looking at it from the perspective of other characters.
Well, yeah, I mean, granted,
not
that
as the audience.
Yeah, Carly might never like Prip, but you know, really, I blame Dr. O on this more than I blame Britt. I do. You know, for whatever.
Well,
saying Dr. O had this emotion long before Britt ever did. And, you know, growing up with parents, you know.
That's not true. We don't know that for sure. We don't know who. We know that it was Oprah's idea. We've never been told how long it took her to convince Britt to do this. I really don't think we've had any indication. She could have said it once or twice, and Britt. I don't know if Britt said no the first time. We don't know that. They've never shown us that. So
you can't say that.
Now, Dr. Obrecht isn't a good example of a character who does horribly bad things, but I still love her to death. But I don't justify anything she's done. I just happen to really like her, the character. Now, with Britt, it's the same thing. I'm not going to justify anything she's done, but I can still love the character.
I think what Britt did is unforgivable. She kept that baby knowingly. When I thought there was a time I thought she didn't know. I thought maybe her mother did it and she didn't know. But when she knew, I think it's unforgivable. I don't think Nick will forgive her.
Well,
I think she kept that baby away from Lulu and Dante all the time, and she knew Lulu couldn't have any more kids, and she did not tell her. She kept that baby away from her. No, I think it's unforgivable, and
that issue. That's the thing we agreed to disagree, Carly and I. There's no way for redemption in my eyes to do that when she saw Lulu suffering and Dante suffering like that, and she kept quiet month after month after month till you wanted to scream. There's just no redemption there for me. It's in other words, I don't feel there's a right and wrong. It's just 100% wrong.
Yeah, I feel like that.
You know how some things it's black and white, but there's
I don't. And you know, yeah, I want my cover back together because, you know, I will never be a Liz and Nick fan. I'm sorry, I will never support them if. They were the last couple on Earth. I can't.
And I'm not a Liz and Nick fan either.
I was more mad at Liz this week because, you know.
Mad at Liz?
Yeah,
why?
I was mad at Liz because, you know.
Why?
Okay, because Miss.
Oh, go ahead, tell us why. Just tell us why.
Because she was the one that kept Jason's paternity forever, and then she wanted to be the one to tell everyone what Britt did. You know, come on, she's throwing a little stone, you know, in my book. I mean, I still love Liz, but I didn't agree how she went about this.
Liz did nothing wrong. She only told the truth. She was telling Lulu she had a child. She did nothing wrong.
Well, I think she did.
Elizabeth actually
did. You know,
I don't think she did anything wrong.
I don't know. I
am glad that Rick talked her out of going straight to Nicholas, though. And all
yes,
Liz
I
did
agree.
The right thing. In the end, if Liz had gone straight to Nicholas, that would have been the wrong thing. Going to Lulu first was the right thing to do. What
exactly.
was she supposed to do with that letter? What would you have had her do with that letter? Would you just had her throw that letter away?
Yes.
And not tell anybody?
No.
Yeah,
well, then that
no.
doesn't make any sense. Oh, well, don't get me started on that one because I am a Lante fan first and foremost, so don't even get me started.
I'm a Lante fan, too.
I've never really been a Lulu and Dante fan, so, you know, I like them.
Yeah, but why should Lulu not have the child she wants just to make, you know, Britt look good? That's not... Right? Why can't that's her last chance to have a child of her own? And Britt took that away from her, and
well,
that's
okay,
not a good thing.
You know, we think, who knows? Maybe this whole Lulu thing, you know, I mean, I still think she might be able to get pregnant down the road. I do. So we really don't know.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
She's been told
by Britt, the person who stole her embryo. Britt told her, you can't have any more children. You have no more viable eggs. Britt's the one that told her that. So either that means Britt's incompetent, or
yeah, I'm just saying,
she doesn't
I'm
care
saying,
about Lulu's feelings.
I'm just saying, I feel bad.
It's possible. Well, you know what? I thought Kelly Sybod did a wonderful job this week, and she did move me. I almost felt sorry for Britt, because I can understand you gave birth to the kid.
I feel sorry for my heart was breaking for. I'm like,
sure, that's fine. That's a natural reaction, but that doesn't mean she deserves to steal people's embryos.
No.
Well, I get why. I mean, I get why, you know, she held on for Ben as long as she could because she was attached to him. She didn't want to let him go. I get that. I really get that.
I'm cold, but I didn't feel sorry for her one single bit. I didn't
In fact, I did.
But that was more about the performance of the actress than actually caring about Britt's feelings. But the thing is that at the end of the day, what she did was wrong, and you cannot dispute that it was the right thing for her to do.
Okay, maybe.
There's
maybe.
No... You can't. You just can't. How is that the right thing to do?
Wait. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. I'm on Team Britt on this. I'm on Team Britt on this.
You think... Okay, well, no, I'm just asking you. You think she did the right thing. You think she did the right thing.
Can I interject, Carly, for a minute here? And Samantha, excuse me. You are... I understand you love Britt just like I have my favorite characters I love. But I just want to make the point that even if you could have future kids, hypothetically, that doesn't justify this one being stolen.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
Thank you.
That's right, Karen.
Whoever's a child deserves to have their own child. That's like saying I have all the fetus on my hand. You know, cut one off. That's okay. You can take one. I know that's different.
I guess we are not going to see it.
It's never to take a baby away from its natural mother. If the mother's a good mother, you know what I mean? Unless the kid should be taken away for other reasons. But if like a...
You just don't like Lulu is the problem because you were... I don't know how you felt on the Maxi Lulu thing, but then everybody's like, well, Maxi should get her baby back because it's really her baby. Okay, fine. Then Lulu should get her baby back because it's really her baby.
No, Callie likes Lulu. She likes Lulu.
Yeah, I never said I didn't like Lulu.
But what did you think about the Maxi thing? Do you think Maxi should have gotten her baby back because it was her baby, or do you think Lulu should have kept the baby?
I feel sorry for both of them. I thought
Maxi should have had the baby. I mean, Lulu should have had her baby, yeah.
Yeah, Lulu, but I did, you know. But I'm saying I feel sorry for Britt, and I'm just hoping after a little time, Nick will forgive her and they will become a couple again. That's all I'm saying.
I have a good suggestion. Nick can forgive her and they can adopt. How's that?
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Not anymore on that storyline. They'll have a baby of their own. They can be together.
Yeah, because they're going to... Because she's going to be able to adopt a baby now.
Nick's not forgiving her.
Oh, you don't know that, Ken. I mean, Catherine, you don't know that.
I don't think he will.
I think he will. You know,
I don't think so.
Together. And, Kylie, you know that we already agreed to disagree on this issue because we just don't agree. But We just debate about it because it's just one of the storylines.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up
just
hope on Nick and Britt.
Just don't bring up this Mr. Corinthos and we'll all be fine.
What, Sonny? I'm on Team Sonny.
What are you shooting things?
How can you be on Team Sonny?
How can I? I've always been on Sonny. I love Sonny. Oh,
even when he
amazing?
Does something like he did, how can you be
yes.
on Team Sonny?
Yes, because I love Sonny, and I would have thought AJ myself, too. Neil. Yeah. I didn't. Okay, Karen. Karen, get me out of this one. Karen, did you think?
Sonny's side thank myself. He did do a bad thing. He shouldn't have shot him, but I don't think he did. I said that at the glass. He didn't go in there with malice to shoot him. It was wrong, but it got out of control. But honestly speaking, AJ's leaving. If you're just looking at the perspective of the show, Sonny's like probably the most important character, or one of the most on the show. So it's got to be really let go for the sake of story. Because Sonny's always front and center. If he went to jail because he did shoot AJ, which in real life that would be the correct thing, but that really can't happen on a soap. So I don't really see.
And you cannot let my post.
I don't know.
You cannot
did anybody
let my
share
post
that?
Sonny.
It's gonna come
jail.
Out. It's gonna come out.
Oh, so what if it comes out? Woo! Everything comes out. It's a soap. Who
well,
cares
soap-
if it comes? No, no matter what, I'm on Team Sonny. I'm sorry, I get Sonny. So I'm sorry, I do get him. And I love him.
Well,
and I don't think...
When this comes out, if it comes out, Kathy, when this comes out, what do you see happening to Sonny as being a reality for GH, like in the storyline? Because, of course, they can't send him to jail forever. So
well, they should.
But, you
oh,
know, they
okay.
can't. They can't
then,
do
then,
that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I
unless Maurice Bernard doesn't sign a contract and he leaves the show.
I don't
they
care
can
if Sonny goes to jail. I don't care. I don't, because I know he's not going to go to jail. But I
well,
just
yeah,
want Michael
right.
to find out the truth,
jail.
And I want to listen to Michael lose his mind over it.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want Michael
either.
To find out what he
Michael
did when he told Michael he wasn't going to shoot
it.
Him. I want Michael
okay,
to find
but
out.
He wasn't doing it.
Well, that would
but that's not the point. The point is he did it. He did it. Doesn't matter if you meant to do something. I mean, he did it, so he has to suffer the consequences.
Well,
and
I
don't want him to go to jail, obviously. Because,
I disagree.
Oh.
I don't think Sonny should not
well, that's
even
fine.
Be.
That's fine.
You know what? Okay.
You don't, there's
okay.
a lot of people you don't think should suffer the consequences. That's fine.
I
mean, I don't blame you. He's your favorite character. Or he's one of your favorite characters. But all I'm saying is that there's a lot of people out there who want him at least to get read the Riot Act by Michael.
Well,
I don't want him to go to jail. Because I love
I
Sonny.
Don't.
I love Sonny.
I
love Sonny. I probably love him.
I don't think
I probably love him just as much as you do. We just have different views on the things he does. That's all.
He read the Riot Act by Michael. I hope Michael never finds out. I really don't.
He's going to find out. Because what's the point
okay,
of doing this
yeah.
if Michael never finds out?
Well,
well
okay,
have
but
I at some point, but I just feel
because
bad.
Because Carly just found out. How long do you think Carly's going to be able to keep it a secret?
I think right, Carly can keep it a secret
you know
for a while.
You know what I
yeah.
feel bad for everyone is that if this comes out, then it's almost like Michael lost two fathers. You know what I mean? So, like, it's
oh,
how
well.
Much takes. Like,
well,
you know,
it's a shame.
That's what
it's
drama. That's what the drama and daytime drama comes from is stuff like this.
It's a shame,
well,
Michael. Yeah. It's a shame Michael is losing AJ. He's just
he's
built a relationship with his real father,
shame.
And it's a shame
it
he's
be.
Losing AJ.
It would be a shame if Michael lost Sonny, too. So it
and
would be.
I'm not saying he should lose Sonny, but it's a shame Michael is losing AJ where he's just built this relationship with him. It's a shame.
Sonny has two other sons he should be paying attention to anyway.
Wow.
Well,
That's true.
The whole thing.
No, it's not true.
You didn't see today's show. That's why, because him and Olivia got into a huge fight.
Whoa! Show. I watched those two.
Wait,
who
got in a fight?
Olivia and Sonny, they made up, but they got into a huge fight because she doesn't think he pays enough attention to his other children.
Well, does he think Michael?
Kind of sure. Michael is the chosen one.
Yeah. Well, it's been like that from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have nine moments.
All parents have their favorites, but...
Oh, come on. Parents usually don't have their favorites, so, you know.
Now I guess we got to leave it in Carly's hands, right? And see
what the person who's probably her parents' favorite.
No, that is not true. I'm not my parents' favorite. No, not by a long shot. I'm the troublemaker. I am not anyone's favorite. Okay? My older sister is my dad's favorite, and well, my mom says she has no favorite, but do I believe her? No. But I know it's certainly not me, because I am the one that caused them trouble during my teen years and all that. So I'm not anyone's favorite.
Oh, yes, Sally, they forgive that. All kids cause trouble in the teen years.
Well, I mean, they have, you know that. But I was my grandfather's favorite, but that was about it. But it was easy to be his favorite. But what I was going to say is, you know, I just hope that, you know, I mean, Zeno Hospital is getting really good. And I just hope this week, you know, we find out the Heather Weber and Luke connection. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, God, Heather's involved in this again?
I think Heather.
Oh, Carrie, I never saw you on the Swiss board. I was doing everything.
I think Julian and Alexis are having the longest session of sex in the history of the show, though, because last we saw they were about to have sex, and now we haven't seen them for 3 days.
I can't believe that.
I just have to say, get back to the Sonny thing for 1 second. He did mean to shoot AJ because he's been telling everybody for years. He actually said it again today. He wanted him dead. So to say that he didn't do it on purpose is just flat wrong. He makes no mistake about wanting him dead, and the only reason he doesn't is because of Michael. So to say that he didn't mean to shoot AJ is just false.
He said it today.
So you can love Sonny, because, hey, I love him. I made excuses for Sonny up until he pointed the gun at AJ and put a bullet in him. Because the thing is, he knew what he was doing.
I don't think he did. Sorry.
Well, Carly, if you...
Anyone who doesn't know what they're doing shouldn't be carrying a gun around.
Well, first of all, he did, because are we going to say... Then that means Sonny's lying. He admits it. He's not even ashamed of it. He said it. Those were the words today.
He says that for years, Carrie. Everyone he knows he wants AJ dead, going back to the beginning.
But what I'm saying is, you said a little earlier that you don't think he did it on purpose. He absolutely did it on purpose. And
okay,
if he could get away with it, he would have done it years ago.
The time he went over to Avis when this thing here was on purpose. Yeah, he's wanted the history going back years and years. Yeah. He's wanted him dead.
So that's why I don't buy the premise that he did it in the heat of the moment, but number one. And number two,
That's your opinion, Carrie. I don't think that.
But I don't believe it. Like I said last week, let's say he, quote, shot him in the heat of the moment. How do you explain them leaving him on the floor to bleed to death as they're talking?
That was wrong. We all agreed that he should have called 911. They should have got
him. Okay, and if he dialed 911, he would have gotten jail. So
no, he wasn't, because you know what you do.
You pick up
the phone, you dial 911, you put it down, and you get
and
out
you
of
leave.
The apartment. Because 911 would come to the house. He would leave. They could leave. All he's got to do is pick up the phone, 911, set it down on the counter or the table, the floor,
and you
hightail it out of there. Simple.
No, Carly, we said that last week. He couldn't afford to because he'd go to jail. But anonymous.
Yeah, I mean,
remember we agreed that he should.
And, And, of course, we know it's a soap opera. He's not going to jail, but actually that's where he should be. He actually
should not be where he is going to jail, no.
But he
shouldn't be.
And of course, Carly runs her mouth about everything, but, of course, this is the one time she's going to keep her fat mouth closed.
Oh, you know what? She will, okay, because she will protect Sunny to the death,
That's what I just said.
So, you know what? And stop being so hard on her. I'm so sick of that, Carrie.
All right, I just said she's going to. This is the one time she's going to keep her fat mouth closed. Believe me, if I was being hard on her, it would be a lot worse than this.
Wrong.
And you know it.
She has not done anything wrong.
Oh no,
she
did something wrong when she kept a child from his father. That is wrong.
Oh my God! You know what? I give her a fucking medal for that. Actually,
wow. I thought you liked AJ.
I liked Song Kanan, but I kind of like AJ and Liz, and that was the only thing. But when it comes to AJ and Carly, no, I'm on Carly's side with that whole thing.
Well, I already knew that, but I found out this week you're on Team Britt, you're on Team Carly. I see a theme here.
No, okay, so what? So what, Kay? At least I don't like Billy and Devon, that mobster that should really be going hell for everything.
Okay, wait a minute. Julian should go to hell and all this.
We're going to be back to debating which mobster is worse, right?
If Julian should go away, then so should Sonny. They should both go away.
I agree. Sonny was there first, and Julian really needs...
It's not about who was there first. You can't criticize one mobster and then put the other one on a pedestal.
Yes,
that just doesn't make sense.
Kay, do not even try and tell me what to do on my own show. Go do that on show party. But
someone
will try
and do it. Oh my God.
Can. I love Sunny since day one. I'm okay with him suiting people.
Like Sam said,
I'm okay with
Carly. Take it down a notch. No one told you not to love him. You can love him, but you have
to
be able to.
No, I'm okay with him killing people. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him killing the town, except for Carly, Britt, and Luke, and maybe his kids. So I would not.
So where does Elizabeth fall? I noticed in all those people, you never even named Liz.
I like Liz. Okay, I forgot Liz.
Callie's
not
happy with Liz.
I'm not happy with Liz.
Liz did the absolute right thing. She let a baby. She told the mother of a baby.
That's
because
your
guess
opinion.
What? If she didn't do it, she'd be bashed for that. What else was she supposed to do? Take that information to the grave?
Oh, my God, you know what?
No,
maybe.
That's just not logical.
Oh,
Liz
okay,
did,
you know.
Liz did the right thing. She gave, she went to Lulu. She did the right thing. Lulu
okay,
would never know.
Okay, that's your opinion. I don't think that.
Is it fun to watch a show?
What
and,
do you
like,
think, Karen? What do you think, Karen? Do you think Liz should have done that?
Yes, I do think she had to go to Lulu. Yeah, yeah.
I already know what Karen thinks on that
because we don't argue storylines, but we just discuss. And I didn't agree, and she didn't really agree to this because she had to go to Lulu. It was the only right thing.
I just wanted to know what she thought. That's all, Carrie. I just wanted to know what she thought. She had to do that.
Yeah, she had to.
Okay, we have a minute. We have a minute and 30 seconds because I promised my doctor I wouldn't really be on the soap for 2 hours with my leg. But thanks for everyone that called.
You mean we can't debate about this anymore?
No. No, Ken, we can't. Ken, we can't.
Going on for another half hour, Carly, arguing about Sunny.
Ken, you know I've done enough damage to my leg to last me a lifetime, too.
I know. Your ankle's killing you. I know.
Yeah, my ankle's killing me. I want to kill it, and I want to cut it off, but I won't. Thanks for everyone calling. And next week we will be just having a normal show, and thanks for everyone calling, and have a good night.
Good night.
Okay. I hope you have a good night and a good weekend.
Yeah, we all
right,
I hope
bye.
You have. Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye. Bye, Kathy.
Good night, Karen.
Bye. 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 Bye, Callie. Bye. Bye, Sam and Carrie.